This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Coming back in on Sports Talk, Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long behind the glass, taking you up till 7 p.m. And Charlie, we did get some feedback on the conversation we were having before our chat with Cat Terrell and from 0072. And I made the comment, there aren't a ton of trades in the first round trading up for non-quarterbacks. And I stand by that. Now, one thing that I didn't mention is if you're trading with the Saints, those definitely exist, because if you go back to 2019, you've got Marcus Davenport. The Saints traded up from number 27 to number 14 to select Marcus Davenport. They gave up a fifth-round pick and a future first, so that is a good example. They also traded up from 16 to 11 to get Chris Olave in 2022. They gave up, obviously, the 16, then the 98 and 120 pick, so it's effectively two-third rounders to swap picks there. And yeah, here's the thing. There are certain teams that do like to trade up. Now, the problem is when you are the Saints, you have one of those is eliminated because the Saints cannot trade with the Saints. But those are two good examples of, hey, okay, what's the value of, hey, if someone's trading up from 16, you're probably looking at something in the mid rounds, maybe two, or from late first round up to where you are, which, you know, that would be a big shift from a team trading up from 27 to 9. You get probably a future first in that deal. The thing is, I just don't know if those are going to be there, and the assumption that they will is what I challenge.
Yeah, Mickey loves trading up. He never, I don't remember the last time he traded down.
I don't think he has.
He talked about it, I think, last year, where he just basically said, we feel like we'd be getting a lesser player if we trade down. That's his philosophy.
Yeah. No, and when you hear him talk about it, you understand why they don't like to trade down, because when you approach it that way, then it makes sense, because if you're viewing this as, we could either draft a player here and get this quality of a player, this caliber of a player, we can trade up and get what we perceive as a higher caliber player, or we could trade down and get a lesser caliber player. When you are approaching it from that perspective, you're always going to say, yeah, I'd rather get the better player.
No, and I get it. I still think that it's an option this year. I wouldn't trade down into the 20s. Now, if you're looking to get an extra first-round pick, that's probably what you need to do. If you trade into the teens, you're probably looking at maybe a second this year, an extra second this year, maybe a third next year, something like that, to move back five or so spots. You know, I need to look up the calculations for draft pick value. I don't imagine you would get an extra first-round pick if you move into the teens of this year's class.
No.
But getting an extra day-two pick this year, an extra day-two pick next year, I still think is enticing for a team that just desperately needs to refresh their roster with young talent.
And a team that I'd argue typically drafts pretty well on day two, right? Like, there have been some day one picks that have left you wanting. But, you know, when you look at their track record of drafting on day two, a lot of those stars that you pulled in 2017, 2016, those were day two picks. The Alvin Kamaras, the Trey Hendricksons, you know, the Marcus Williamses, the Michael Thomases, right? Sheldon Rankins. I'm sorry, not Sheldon Rankins. He's the one day one pick. David Onyemata, Von Bell. These are all day two picks.
There's an interesting discussion to have about this year's second round as well, where Mike has 20 first round grades in this class effectively, but he also mentioned that there's like a logjam of, you know, in between basically picks 25 and 45,
yeah,
where it's a lot of equivalent talent players. So if you get that extra day two pick and you have two picks in that number, right? Because you could have 45 and maybe an early to mid 40s pick if you trade into the teens. That's kind of what I'm talking about. That's where you can start to get those extra day two picks and once again, get these good young players on your cheap contracts.
Yeah, I'd argue that this draft, whereas last year was kind of loaded with stars and you knew that. This year, I think there's a star deficit. Like, there's maybe only a handful
of quarterbacks,
star players, but there is a surplus of starters, of quality starters, players that could develop into quality starters. And this is the type of draft where I want a bunch of picks because I think I can pull out of those guys in.
And once again, I would be cool with trading back and getting an extra second this year, extra second next year or something like that. I just don't know if they'll do it because Mickey doesn't do it.
Hard to believe.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door. Fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.